You're listening to the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man. I'm your host, Rhonda Farr, and today we are talking about vulnerability. What do you think of when you think about being vulnerable? I Googled the word vulnerable and vulnerability, and we find the definition to mean the state or quality of being exposed, denoting possibility of harm or risk or being attacked. That word was even in the definition. And then I scrolled down a little bit further and found a definition for vulnerability in a person. Vulnerability in a person is a state of emotional exposure that comes with a certain degree of uncertainty. So instead of this risk of harm or being attacked, we read a certain degree of uncertainty. And if I'm being honest, most humans hate to live in uncertainty. I want you to think about this. Like the last time you were anticipating news, I've heard people say this before, like, I'd rather just know that it was over with than have to wait and not know. Like that feels worse. Humans are not good at living in uncertainty. It involves a person's willingness to accept emotional risk that comes from being open. I'm reading here again from the Googles. And willing to love and be loved. The fear of vulnerability is a very common fear. Close quote. Do you fear vulnerability? Do you fear uncertainty? Some of my clients will say, well, if I'm vulnerable and I put all my heart and effort into this and she never changes or the marriage ends anyway, that will be the worst thing. I will feel like an idiot. I will feel taken advantage of. It's not fair that I have to put all the work and effort and vulnerability into this and she doesn't. Do you ever feel this way? If you do, you're in good company. It does not sound appealing for most of us to think about feeling vulnerable. It feels very weak to most of us. It feels like we're in this position with the first definition of like somehow being taken advantage of or danger might come to us, opening ourselves up for danger. So what is the paradox here exactly? I'm going to offer you a couple of thoughts, and I want to let you decide how you feel about these. I'm certainly not claiming to be the authority over vulnerability, but I was thinking about this for myself one day, and I thought, this is such a paradox, and it's so difficult to understand unless you've really put the work and effort into it. And I want to offer that I have been putting the work and effort into it in my marriage as well. Now, I don't say that to gain some sort of status or authority over this topic. I want to let you know that I'm doing it too. And it's hard. Hard as H-E-double-L some days, right? So I say this for you to know that I am in it with you. I realize that it is challenging to think about vulnerability in the way that I have come to think about it. And I just want you to know, it has taken me several years to see the strength in vulnerability. And it's a muscle that I continue to exercise and I'm trying to grow even now in my marriage. And I'll share an example, a personal example of my life recently around this exact topic in just a few moments. But here's what I want to offer, that the more vulnerable we are, the less we have to hide. And the less we have to hide and protect, the stronger we become. Second thought, it also takes a certain amount of strength in ourselves to let ourselves open up to vulnerability. So I want you to really think about this. In both thoughts, what I'm offering is strength leads to vulnerability. And more vulnerability leads to more strength. Can you follow me? Do you see where I'm going on this? Now, please note, I'm not saying that you have to go offer this intimate level of vulnerability to everyone you meet in order to be strong. Excuse me, that is not what we're saying today at all. Nor am I suggesting that strong people with a depth of emotional maturity are easily going to share their most intimate thoughts and feelings with everyone they meet. I don't actually think that's emotional strength either. Sometimes that is neediness, right? So this is reserved for people who are in your life for a purpose, people you want to grow and strengthen your relationship with. If you're in a relationship with somebody who you desire that level of intimacy and connection with, I challenge you to honestly evaluate your willingness to be known and seen and your vulnerable moments, okay? Like I said, I'm with you in this, guys, and it's something that I constantly have to be aware of and make a decision about, like a very conscious decision about in the moment, so I can nudge myself forward as well. So a few weeks ago, I don't know, maybe it was a couple months ago, time is all blurring together now, a friend of ours passed away very suddenly, and it made me start thinking about other moments of loss in my life. And then not too long after that, my grandmother, we called her Granny Tate, she passed away too, and that one was not unexpected. She was actually 103 years old. Oh, she outlived most of the people. Anyway, so we had experienced a good amount of loss. And as I've mentioned on podcasts before, we've experienced other loss in our lives. My husband and I have lost an infant, and my brother passed away as a result of a car accident when I was a teenager. So, you know, there's a lot going on in my mind. And when I hear that people die or, you know, something unexpected happened or even the expected, my body kind of remembers, right? It remembers what it was like when I went through that with my brother. It remembers what it was like when we went through that with our son, and all these thoughts and emotions and feelings start coming up again. And even though it's not the same, you start to get this level of, I don't know, it's like this vulnerability comes back up again, right? Like you feel exposed, like life can change at any moment and you just never know. And the world just sort of starts feeling unsafe again. So one day, I'm sitting on my bed and my husband comes in and he's like, "Are you okay? Like, you know, what's going on? I can just tell you're kind of in a mood." And I say, "Yeah, I'm okay, but my body is feeling these things. Like I was feeling a lot of fear. Like I said before, the world was kind of feeling unsafe again. It was making me remember when my brother passed away. For a while, like I was pretty scared of the dark. Sometimes I'm still afraid of the dark. And I hadn't really told him a lot because my brother passed away when I was 16, and obviously I hadn't married my husband yet. So he doesn't know my brother a lot. He's heard a little bit of the story, but he didn't know what that was like for me. And he did a really good job of just saying, like, "Come here," you know, pulling me in close. And there was this part of me that just didn't want to be close, and this part of me that wanted words to come out of my mouth and to describe some of my experience and why I was afraid and why the world was feeling unsafe and what I was feeling about some of the loss that we were experiencing in the current time. And it was like in that moment, my head was thinking words. And I was just thinking, why won't they come out of your mouth? Like, they're not really that big of a deal. Like, if I told you what all the words were here, you'd be like, "Okay, whatever, that's not even a big deal." But because of the emotion tied to the words and how weak I felt when these things were happening, I don't like to show weakness. Probably a lot of you can relate to that. Like, we don't really like to share those moments. I just couldn't will the words out of my mouth for a little while. And I had to keep making a choice. Don't back out of this. Don't get up and walk away from this. Do you want him to know you? Do you want to be seen and fully accepted as you are? I knew he wasn't going to judge me. It just felt so awkward. So long story short, I was able to stay with him in that moment and share some of those thoughts and feelings, some of my perceived weaknesses. I'm not saying they were weakness, but it felt that way in the moment. Some of those vulnerabilities, I was able to share some of that with him, and it did. It felt a million times better later. And I was even able to come back to him and say, "Thank you for staying with me in that moment. Thank you for hearing me. Like, I feel so much more connected when I can share that." And it's really, really hard for me to share things when I feel weak. So here's the other part of that vulnerability. You don't have to share it like, "Oh, I'm all evolved and I'm like super great at this now." And I'm not saying that at all. Like, we can share the vulnerability, and before we share it, we can even say, like, call the elephant out. I'm a huge fan of this. There are words trying to come out of my mouth right now, and I want to share them with you so much, and I'm having a hard time getting them out, right? Or after we say them, we can even say, "Man, that was hard, and I want to do more of this, but I don't know if I can, and will you be patient with me?" Like, we can call that out in our vulnerability. So Brené Brown defines connection like this: it's the energy that exists between people, and I'm going to say in this case, between two people, between husband and wife, or two people in a romantic relationship, when they're able to feel seen, when they're able to feel heard, when they're able to feel valued, when they can give and receive without judgment. Now, I don't know exactly what Brené Brown, close quote, by the way, I don't know exactly what Brené Brown meant when she was talking about judgment, but here's how I see it. When we can give and receive without judgment from the hearer, right, the person who's listening, but also without judgment of ourselves. Man, when I was in that moment trying to share with my husband, I was so full of judgment for myself, right? Like, oh my gosh, I'm not good at this, and I feel so weak in sharing this, and I really want him to know, but I don't want him to know, and why can't I get through this, and why is this so hard, right? I want to offer to you, connection comes when we can feel seen, heard, valued, and take the judgment out. Or at the very least, this might be your starting point, when we can hear the judgment and not fully believe it. Like, okay, I'm judging myself, I'm not good at this in certain ways, or at least I've always thought I wasn't good at this, but not letting that hold us back. This is strength, you guys. This is strength and vulnerability. This is intimacy. This is the paradox. When we're willing to be seen as we are, and then we're also willing to see, hear, and value another person, our partner, also in their vulnerability, in their moments when they're having trouble sharing, right? This is when we become stronger and the intimacy, the connection, and the marriage gets to become stronger. I want you to ask yourself a question right now. When you hear me saying this, what's your fear in doing it? What scares you about those ideas, those thoughts? Because here's the thing, I can say this all day long, and if it were easy, all of us would run along on our merry way and start doing it. The truth is, most of us are not going to do that. Most of you, most of my high-achieving, high-performing men, you have a fear in doing that. Maybe you just don't feel like you have a place where you can be seen and heard. You know, I think that is something about high-achieving men and people who see themselves as successful. They're afraid to be seen in their workplace, right? Like, I am the leader here. I don't want people to see me weak. I've got to be the one who keeps it all together. Many of my clients are like church leaders and they lead their ward or their organization. And they're like, I'm the one people come to. I can't go to other people, right? What is your fear? I highly encourage you to confront those fears so that you too can develop this strength, this intimacy, this connection that comes in your willingness to be seen and heard and valued. That's what we all want, right? Every single one of the humans, we just want to be seen. We don't have to solve all the problems. And I think this is another thing that we get in trouble with our spouses is we're like, okay, if you're going to come to me with your weakness, your problem, I'm going to have to solve it for you. Or we feel very uncomfortable if they come to us and we can't solve it. I want you for a moment to see if you can just put that idea out of your head. We just want to be seen and heard. We don't have to solve all the problems. Can we just sit together and witness one another, even in our weaknesses, without judgment? There can be strength in vulnerability when we're with the person we love. Now, again, we don't have to go share this with everyone. But if you have a desire, if you have a person that you're lucky enough to have in your life that you love, you want to be with, are you willing to do this? There is strength in vulnerability if we can push through those hard parts. And I'm going to offer one more thing here at the very end. Vulnerability, hard as it may be, just might be the path to what you're craving in your relationship, not the obstacle to be solved or to be conquered. Rather, the door opening to walk through that creates what you are craving. All right, guys, schedule a call with me if you want to learn more about this and if you want me to help you create more connection through vulnerability in your relationship. Link is below.